Welcome to VarroCast, MovieVarro.com's official podcast. I'm Dan, the executive editor for the site, and I'm here with a bevy of people. We're going to do a year in review, talk about a couple other things, too. How should I go down the line here? So to start off with the amazing Nick Butler, who's the president and owner of the site, the god, if you will, of our site. Hi, Nick.
Hello. I prefer Fuhrer.
Okay, Fuhrer, okay. Let's do that.
That's up to you.
We also have our contributing editor and also graphic designer, Scott. How's it going, Scott?
If he can have Fuhrer, can I have God?
Sure.
Please.
Since I don't believe in gods, then that means you're not as good as Nick, so...
we just lost 10 people.
Exactly. What I mean is I only believe in the one true... Okay, never mind. Then we also have Ian, who is our contributing writer for the site. How's it going, Ian?
Yeah, not bad. Can I go from minion and balance up?
Okay, we'll see how that works out for you. And then we got Corey, who's a reporter for the site. What's up, Corey?
Hello, everyone.
The one guy who doesn't have a funny intro. I'm just kidding. And then we have Chris. Should I call you Ronan, since that's your name on the site?
Okay.
And then and Anthony, who's also known as Cynic on our forum. These are forum members that are kind of joining us to kind of give their input on some of these things. So welcome, guys.
I can't think of
a name.
It's okay. All right, so first we should talk about Sherlock Holmes. Came out this weekend. I don't know how many of you guys actually saw it. Scott, did you see it?
I haven't.
You haven't?
You weren't supposed to start with me.
Yes, I was. My goal was to put you on the spot, and I've succeeded, so I'm done. See you guys.
I haven't, and I feel really, really bad because I'm a huge Guy Ritchie fan, and that was one of my to-dos this year, and I failed at it.
Well, for me, actually, I'm not really a big Guy Ritchie fan. I mean, I like his style. I've never really been a fan of his movies, though. And so, for me, the thing I really was like worried about was like, oh, it's going to be another Guy Ritchie film. But I actually really liked it. I did see it. You can read my review on the website. I thought it was a great mix of the kind of visceral style that Guy Ritchie has. Very kind of fast-paced, a lot of action, a lot of fun. But it also had a lot of that deduction kind of stuff that you expect from Sherlock Holmes, all that great detective work he does and his observations and everything. I thought it was really good on that part. Did anybody else see this film other than me?
Well, actually, Dan, did it balance out between action and actual mystery and deduction?
No, I was really surprised. That was another of my concerns was that it wouldn't be very smart, and I was surprised. It was very, very smart. And there's a lot of that, you know, he's constantly observing things. And, I mean, one of the best examples is when he's actually fighting. You've probably seen it in the trailers where he's fighting a guy. And he actually he wants to get out of the ring because he sees someone and he has to go follow him. And so he actually goes in his mind real quick, and he verbally does it. It's like a narration where he kind of goes into this whole thing about how he's going to hit him in certain spots and so that the combination of hits will bring the guy down for good. And then he does it, and it's just like, it's amazing.
So it's the true Guy Ritchie style of the future flashback of what's going to happen.
Exactly. So. Yeah, and it's, I mean, they do that a lot, and there's, I mean, he plans things out. The only thing I didn't like is that it seems like he has a plan for everything. Now, I know he's Sherlock Holmes, but still, it's like he has a plan for everything. The guy's incredibly smart.
So he's Batman.
So can't you just
much.
Open the door?
Huh?
It's like, can't you just open the door and leave a room? Why do you guys think it?
No, it's like there's really smart things he does, and like even when he's in a bad situation, it's like he put himself there on purpose. It's like he knows what he's doing all the time. It's like it takes some of the drama out of it, but it's still fun, and it's really funny. The accents were a little bit harsh for me. I found there were some lines I completely missed just because the accent was so strong, but they're accurate. I mean Robert Downey Jr. does a good British accent. Maybe Ian should be the one that can tell me if it's accurate or not.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. So I was Yeah, so when you see it, you can tell me. I didn't get the Iron Man 2 trailer in front of it. I don't know if it was supposed to be in front of that. I didn't get it in front of Avatar, so I'm really mad that I haven't seen Iron Man 2 trailer in front of any theatrical releases. So that was the one thing I was really disappointed about. Inception trailer. Have you guys got a chance to watch the new one?
It has got to be a Memento sequel or something, because it makes no sense.
Exactly.
It makes awesome sense. I love it. I love everything about that thing.
I don't get it whatsoever. I mean, it kind of intrigues me, but it just seems so out there that I don't know if I can... I mean, for the regular audience, too, I worry that that's not going to be interesting enough for them.
Yeah, that's...
That's a big thing that's worrying a lot of people, because when I'm discussing with people on Hype, they're saying that since nobody knows about the story behind this trailer, that there's people watching the general audience, and that they were watching the trailer, and they were looking at it like they were confused, like, what is this? This is stupid, you know, just because it's Christopher Nolan, blah, blah, blah. And then they watched the Iron Man 2 trailer, and everyone's jumping and cheering for joy.
Exactly.
So, well, I mean, yeah, people are just going with something that they're more familiar with, which is Iron Man 2, as instead of something completely, totally different, new, like Inception.
Well, so, Iron Man 2 is obviously going to, I would assume that obviously he's going to clean house and stuff like that. But I think the fact that, you know, he's got that background of, you know, some of his movies. I mean, look at, you know, Memento. It was a film of a guy going backwards.
Yeah.
Nothing exciting about that until you actually watch the film. And then it was just like, you know, crap, that thing was incredible. But I don't know, something about the Inception, the newest trailer just looks, and I hate Leo. So I'm just going to put that out there now.
I do too.
Yeah, I do too.
But it's not even like I looked at the trailer as in a film that he's in. I looked at it as in something that's just going to be, you know, mind-blowing and probably one of those things that just is awesome, all total.
It's just so confounding. Like, I get the concept is that supposedly you can actually go into people's dreams. It's kind of a cool concept, and I like it. Just, it's going to be to that point where it's like, what's real, what's not real. That's going to be a kind of a thing that's, you know, I think that's the whole point of the film, is like going to try to confuse you.
At first, when the road was coming up, I thought it was like Tetris. All right,
I don't know about the Juno cast in there yet.
Yeah, she's going to be, the casting itself just looks a little off. But
yeah, it's a little interesting seeing her in there.
Why do people still, I don't even know why people still hire Leo. I just don't like, I mean, I know he brings in money, but I can't see him in anything except for, like, that accent that he does in
Blood Diamond?
No, the movie that's coming out, that Shutter Island. She does that kind of, like, thicker, like, Brooklyn
accent. It's his departure accent.
Yeah, I just don't like that. It seems so fake.
Yeah, Departed there. It's the same thing, I think. But, no, I don't know. It just seems like this odd cast, and, you know, with Ellen Page and stuff like that.
I don't know.
But I watched the last trailer there, and I didn't really notice Ellen Page or Leo. You know, I noticed
they're
the background and the, you know, they don't have to. They just push the visual part of it and the, you know, the thought process of it. I think that's what's going to make the movie work.
Yeah. But the thing about the trailer that most got me was the ending, when she was just yelling and begging for someone to wake her up. If that's even her, that easily almost got me to chair the movie seat, because I wanted to see what she was freaking out about. Because that just sent chills down my spine. I was like, oh my god! And then I had to watch it again and again and again. And I saw Joseph Gordon-Levitt in it, and I was like, hey, this looks pretty cool, because he's one of my favorite actors, save G.I. Joe. And you know, and you know, he's pretty cool. And then they have Michael Caine in it, which you can't go wrong with Michael Caine.
True,
For sure.
And
talk about reusing your actors. It's Christopher Nolan. You're using his actors from Dark Knight.
No, it works though. You know,
he's a great actor.
Some people do it because it works. So,
yeah. Any other thoughts on?
And they have Cillian Murphy, which he's from the Dark Knight, Batman to Dark Knight too. True. He plays this character. Yep. So, that movie looks amazing. Oh, but there is a bunch of, I don't know if I want to say this, but there's a bunch of spoilers that did leak, and that I could say that it is basically what you guys said about the dream things, but it says in the trailer too, like the kit is something, you know, it's what it revolves around is the kit. So that's basically what the movie revolves around, and Leo necessarily does not play a good guy. So that's all I want to say without completely.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's good. That's good. When the protagonist is an antagonist, great.
Yeah. Switch around, yeah. Okay, so I think that if this is any other news from the week you guys want to talk about, you think you should kind of jump into our review of 2009?
Well, I mean, just to follow up real quick, too, with the Inception, of course, we had the Inception viral-ish type game and poster that we posted on the site, so check it out if you haven't.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, we put the new trailer up, so make sure you check that out if you haven't.
That game is actually pretty impressive. I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah. Don't make the maze too long, or you're screwed.
Well, if you're really into that kind of stuff, maybe. All right, so 2009 obviously was a big year for virals, as you can tell by our site even existing. We had some of the bigger virals ever with District 9, 2012. Those are probably the two big ones from the year. There's several other little ones too. Let's go into the virals a little bit first. Then what do you guys think? Which was the better viral this year? Was it District 9 or was it 2012? I'm gonna let Nick start this one.
I'm gonna say District 9.
Why?
Because 2012 was just way too complicated. Too much stuff going on. You need if you didn't start following it at the beginning, or if you missed a week, to me it felt like you couldn't follow it at all. Whereas District 9 was kind of appealing to a more broad audience who didn't even necessarily know that they were participating in a viral with the billboards and whatnot. Right. So I would say District 9 was better because it took a lot less time.
Well, we figure with 2012, though, I mean, it was very complicated, but they made a lot of efforts to
allow
people to get back in. But you're right. I mean, the fact they even had to do that proves that it was complicated. And so, I mean, but they had a lot more prizes. I mean, obviously with District 9, I don't even think they had any real prizes. But with but with 2012, I mean, they had that one where the winner got the trip to Cancun, and then they got the finalists for that same election thing got the PS3, and everything. They were giving out tons of Sony crap, and since they were the ones behind the movie. But that was something that was, and they gave away even just part of the viral where you're going around to the little places, you know, like around the country. And they had little drop ship things. That was basically yours to keep. So you kind of got little prizes that way, too. I mean, I found 2012 to be a lot more intricate in what it did. But I there's something about the District 9 viral that I just liked maybe a little more in terms of the story, maybe, or the personality. Because, like, the one thing I didn't like about the viral for 2012 is that it gave away a lot of the plot for the movie. It was cool that it intertwined very well, but it was also, like, it almost, like, gave away a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What'd you think?
I just want to say that I like the District 9 viral. I mean, the District 9 viral is essentially a small viral for me, but compared to, like, you know, the Dark Knight in 2012. But I like the District 9 one more because you know what's happening in 2012. It's the end of the world, you know. I don't really care for the backstory behind the government and the shits as much as I care about, like, an unknown species coming to Earth and living there for 20 years. You know what I mean?
That's good point.
That's why I kind of liked the District 9.
I think also that the success that District 9 saw definitely in relation to the viral. The viral is considered to be a major part in its success and the kind of underdog story of the whole movie, the shades of Cloverfield and all that kind of stuff just kind of intertwined. But District 9 had the 6-month period where it did nothing. So,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Which it just.
2012 did too. Not that long.
2012 had it, you know. I mean, I look at it as in, like Dan, you had said, you know, as far as the story goes, the District 9, District 9's viral had that one covered pretty well.
Yeah.
But I personally like the 2012. I mean, it got me obviously involved trying to get the whole post, you know, 2012 leadership and stuff.
Right.
The games, you know, the games themselves, winning the trip to Cancun, you know, that was, yeah, you could, you know, anybody could get it kind of thing. But to get you involved with those games, they actually had you coming back for more. So it's not like you're actually waiting for an update to a site. You're waiting for the new level of games to play. So it turned it a little bit, you know. Yeah, it's by far more interactive. I mean, you could throw a billboard up and that's great. But, you know, that one actually had you build. I mean, yeah, the movie wasn't as good as as the District 9 movie. But
that's an interesting point. I mean, you comparing the quality of the viral to the quality of the film. I mean, I definitely can say that, I mean, District 9, I mean, the District 9 movie and the viral were on par with each other, whereas the 2012 viral, I would argue, is better than the movie.
Oh,
yeah, for sure. It's more immersive.
I like the movie, and I didn't follow the viral, so.
Well, I mean, it's an entertaining movie, but it's just like.
Could be the reason.
Yeah, maybe that's why. But, I mean, it's an entertaining movie, but it definitely had its flaws. I have a review up, too. I think I did that review. I can't remember.
I mean, the 2012. Sorry, Dan, but the 2012 review has Woody Harrelson in it. I mean, that's automatically a win right there.
That's pretty good.
Woody Harrelson.
He's had a good year. Woody Harrelson's had a good year, dude.
No, he did. Yeah, 3 movies and he made a lot of money.
In Zombieland.
They're updating the video.
Zombieland had a review, viral.
Yeah, it's sort of a viral. Well, that's interesting. I mean, we also saw different ways that. Virals came about this year. First of all, let me get the other guys' views on which viral was better. like Ian and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, District 9 was probably better, but I like 2012. But I kind of got the feeling that it was... did you ever get a paper like 2 months before it was due and you're like, okay, great, I've got 2 months to do it, and then you've got a month and then you've got like 2 weeks and then you're like, crap, it's due tomorrow? And that's what 2012 was like for me. It was like, it's as if they meant to stretch it out a lot more, and then like a month before the film came out, they thought, shit, we better like just tie everything together and just get it out there and get it done, because it just all came right at the end. That's just my opinion.
Chris, which one do you like better?
Oh, you don't really need to ask me that. District 9, by far, is a lot more mysterious. 2012, the plot is pretty much simple from all throughout.
Yeah.
The world ends. And but the thing about District 9 is that it's a lot more mysterious. You want to know more about this MNU and the aliens and how they live and all that. So it was also kind of more relatable in a sense with the racism and the xenophobia.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I found I think with the story part of it, like I said, it was interesting. I found that the 2012 viral was almost like it was trying to make up for the fact that the movie didn't really have too much going. I mean, it had that government plot, but it was so a minor part of it. I mean, you almost don't care. But and so it's like we're like, oh no, this is a film with an actual subject matter. And so it's like that's why they did the viral. It seemed like.
Oh yeah. The whole government thing was so cliche, though.
Yeah, it was pretty cliche.
Extremely.
But, you know, what are you going to do? Ronan, which one did you like better?
Well, I don't really follow the 2012 one at all, so I guess I kind of have to say District 9.
Well, good analysis. Okay, so...
You don't have to. There were other Bibles.
No, I was just saying either two, because those were obviously, unless you guys have another one that was just... Those are the two biggest ones, I think, the two most expansive ones. But yeah, this year definitely had some different ways that virals could go around. I mean, there is the Paranormal Activity style of viral where it's just purely word of mouth. And that was something that was a huge boom for that movie.
That was the biggest viral for sure of all time, where they just made an independent movie go into so much bigger. That is the most, that's well, the best
the
viral.
Blair Witch kind of did the same thing. Yeah. But with it, I think Blair Witch was more DVD than it was theater. But
yeah.
Yeah, that definitely did really good because they made it for $15,000 and they made millions and millions.
And I didn't even like the movie, so.
I haven't seen it.
All right. It's just, but that, I mean, they got it purely, like those audience reaction things, but I think that was the two big things. The audience reaction shots and then all the Twitter and all that other stuff. The on-demand, you know, demand it kind of thing that became really big this year. The whole.
And Chris, you can't forget about The Dark Knight either.
Oh, no.
That's just always going to be the best.
The thing is that people were going to see The Dark Knight no matter what. Paranormal Activity, the people actually demanded
it. It's like the underdog story, but The Dark Knight still had a better... they're both different kind of virals, too. One's in the games, the alternate reality game. Right. The other one is just word-of-mouth viral in its literal sense. So it really depends on how you're looking at it.
I think he's talking about more, like you said, in terms of what it did for the movie.
No matter what,
people are going to go see Dark Knight. They're going to love it. It doesn't matter. But what the Paranormal Activity viral did is that it actually helped the movie. Like it actually helped the movie get viewers, get people interested in it, word of mouth. Even if you didn't see it, at least you're like, oh yeah, I got to see that. You know, I mean that's something that Dark Knight. Dark Knight was going to have anyway. So it was great viral, but it's almost like they didn't even need it. But it was. I mean, I'm glad they had it.
Yeah.
If I know we're not going to do a review of the decade, but would you have to say that the Dark Knight was the best viral of the decade?
I'm gonna have to say for me personally, Cloverfield was the best decade or best viral for me because that's what got me into viral campaigns, and it's my first viral campaign. So the first time
I didn't follow the Dark Knight, so
I didn't either.
I didn't either.
Right. That's kind of upsets me too. It really does because I missed it.
I did heavily.
Why so serious and everything? That was really intense.
One of those things that it almost seemed like, with the Dark Knight kind of thing, is like you had to be there when it started. If you weren't there when it started, then forget it. Don't bother jumping on the train. Whereas Cloverfield gave you different ways to jump into the viral.
Weren't they both happening at the same time?
weren't there a couple books that were?
No, Cloverfield was before. So
right, but at certain points they're at the same time, right?
Well, yeah, they were.
I think most of us were just so like into the. I mean, the site was, you know, 1808, so we were very involved in that. All of us in that part of that viral. And I think some of it was like, you know, why branch off to this other one when you're so involved in this one? It's kind of like Lost in the TV shows. You know, like if you already have one show that's like Lost, you're not going to watch another one that's like Lost,
right?
So I think it was that kind of thing for a lot of people. It's just timing was just weird, but there's definitely people who were able to do both and. I give them props for that. Anybody who was able to do that. Other virals this year, anything? Any other kind of like viral concepts or moments this year you think you guys really kind of popped out at you?
I like the actual excuse on the District 9 one that they for 6 months didn't do anything. They were just working on a trailer all that time. I like that excuse. That was pretty... That was pretty smart.
Well, they were just telling us pretty much that we talked to this representative, and they were saying most of it was the fact that they didn't have anything. They were waiting, kind of waiting it out until it was a better time to start it, because you don't want to, you know, waste all your stuff early. So they were,
and they also didn't know if they could tie it into the movie.
Right, that was the other issue too, because if you remember, one of the big things we talked about in the site was the whole fact that it was originally George in charge of MNU Spreads Lies, and then it switched to Christopher, who ends up being, you know, the main character in the film. And so, you know, our question was like, what the hell's going on? And so they actually told us, well, they did it because they thought they were going to have to do it separately, and then they found out, like, after the movie was finally done, that they could actually tie it together. And so at least they were honest with us. But that's something that's, you know, that's always going to be an issue, especially with people like us. We're following it so closely. We're going to notice those things. Your average consumer... you know, isn't going to notice that very much, especially if they catch on, you know, during that big break period. If a lot of people catch on during the second half of that, when the actual stuff comes back, they won't even notice that. So, of course.
I think the biggest things this year in terms of viral is District 9 using the billboards in major cities with the phone number and the trailer, the teaser that was released with D9.com. Mm-hmm. And I think also them connecting all the websites with the, you know, experience thing, that's going to be used in a lot of them now because it worked.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah.
So,
and for me, I didn't like the, this year was also the year of, duds, if you will. You had the Angels and Demons, Surrogates, you had a couple, potentially awesome virals that just completely just bottomed out on one website and they were done. And it was a little frustrating. I mean, that's something that you kind of see. You know, especially because we're so used to these virals, we assume that they're all going to go somewhere, but we're learning very quickly that not all of them do. and that's always
For a long time, we were pretty angry about Avatar, though, right? Because...
they weren't doing a viral. I mean, they ended up doing a viral, but it was very, very weak. Alex actually has a review on the website for it. And it's very... It was very commercialized. You know, it was all about Coke Zero and, you know, tying it together. It really wasn't about the viral. They knew they didn't need it, so they didn't bother. It would have been awesome because if you watch the film, you'll notice how much potential backstory and everything there is. Mm. But they just kind of were more focused on just trying to sell their product and tie it in together with Coke Zero. Because they didn't even do the thing with the cans. They did the Coke Zero cans where you can make the little augmented reality thing where you can actually have, like, it's a fake ship using the can. It's like... Thanks. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's not like the Na'vi can have a website like Christopher.
Well, it doesn't have to be them, but it isn't. And you're right. You can't really do that dynamic, but you could definitely do something where I think they could have done more with the site they did have.
I think. Sorry for interrupting, but this. I think. Let alone Jake's brother could have been a completely brilliant viral. His twin brother. What he did up until his death would have been completely brilliant viral. But they just didn't. Like you said, they didn't have to do it because. The movie basically sells itself with the visuals, so.
Right.
Yeah, well, it almost gets to the point too, is whether you have to do it or whether you want to do it.
I think they just wanted.
I mean, most of the movies don't have to do it. District 9, well, District 9 maybe had to, but yeah. 2012, a movie about the end of the world, doesn't have to do a viral, but they did it anyway. So it's one of those, you know.
This is very true. I mean, that's always an interesting concept to see, you know, when they decide to do it. Like, why even do it? Like, Dark Knight didn't have to do it. Cloverfield definitely did. there are certain movies that you're right. Certain movies that have to, and I actually appreciate it more when a movie doesn't have to, and it still does. I'm like, thank you.
As long as they do it right.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's a very good point. Because a movie like, I'm trying to think, what's a good one? Well, Angels and Demons probably didn't have to do one, but they kind of did. And they obviously right. messed that up, so.
They showed same a with, picture for months. Yes. Well,
same with Surrogates. You know, you've got
yeah. Well, I think Surrogates could have used
it. They didn't really have to. It's Disney breaking the mold and going above and beyond what they, you know, their fun, family-friendly stuff.
Yeah.
And then they bombed on it. You know, it's a Bruce Willis movie. You don't need viral for Bruce Willis. And,
I know. It's going to be Bruce Willis.
They did it, and it bombed. So,
and that had a lot of potential, too. So, I mean, that's what makes it so frustrating for those kind of things.
It's like they gave up halfway through and was like, we're not viral anymore. We're just a movie site. Sorry to bother you.
Yeah. Funny People had a really cool viral, too, where they had – it wasn't really an ARG, but they had the websites that were the – from the characters, and that was really cool. And where they actually had
Randy,
exactly. And, yeah, Randy had one, and you had George Simmons, who's Adam Sandler's character, had one. And so some of his clips and posters were funny. And then they had that great, really sad, crappy TV show, Yo Teach. And that was on Hulu and NBC and everything. Like, they really made it seem like it was real. And then they had the interview with the guy, and it was just. I thought that was really cool. It was a great way to have a very complex, very far-reaching in terms of like different websites, different concepts, but it wasn't really like a story at all. And I thought that
it
was
doesn't
really,
have to be
right.
I'll go as far as saying that the Randy website was the best viral website of the decade.
Wow,
I'll say that.
It was a pretty good. I mean, it was very funny.
It was good because
hours
it wasn't...
of entertainment.
Yeah, it wasn't story. It was a character. It was, you know, right. It had nothing to do with technically the movie. You know, it was turning a smaller character into this huge, you know, sensation type
which
of a thing.
I think they're making a movie out of it. Him I'm now,
sure.
aren't they?
I'm sure. I think I heard something about that too. They were doing the spinoff with.
As long as they have all the A's in it.
Randy. Randy.
That soundboard and everything. It's funny because the jokes aren't actually jokes. Like, it's just him saying really foul mouth stuff.
It's just him dancing to the left.
Yeah, and he has a little DJ in the back and everything. It's like kind of like he's doing a take a little bit on Dane Cook a little bit maybe, and then also I'm sure there's other comedians he's doing a take on.
Yeah, he was better than Dane Cook.
Yeah, where the concept of you sell the performance, you don't sell the joke, and it's just like. It works so perfectly. It's so hilarious. I actually found that better in the movie. I didn't like the movie that much.
I would agree with that. The movie just kind of just kept
flat.
Going.
It was really long and it was a little flat for me, but the viral was so good for it. And they eventually put on that little clip on YouTube of
the cat video.
The cat video, yeah. With the what's his
I
face?
Love the cat video. They showed that. Well, because I remember we started talking about it when it started, and I said that was my dream of the year was to have that cat video posted on YouTube.
And it was, and it's so funny, so cute.
Thank you, Viral Angels.
So yeah, I thought that was a really great way of doing that because we saw the big ARGs with District 9 and 2012, but here was a different way of doing a very complex viral without having to. Do any kind of story or kind of like, but it was still very, very interesting. But I found a lot of people actually on that movie because a lot of people were going to see it anyway. A lot of people found that stuff afterwards, and it still works because it's not a story, you know. Mm-hmm. With the story, it's better to follow it if you can. Whereas something like this, I mean, a lot of people were going to that afterwards because they saw it in the movie or they saw something and they're like, oh, this is funny. Like, I wonder if that's all, you know, like the YouTube video. They're like, oh, I wonder if that's really on YouTube, you know. So that was an interesting way of doing it, like a post one where you can kind of get that and then they start talking about it. So it's definitely a different approach to it, I think. Is there any other big viral concepts? Or obviously, augmented reality, I know we talked about it a lot on the site, but that's something that's really came out this year.
I quite like the Sherlock Holmes Facebook game. I'd like to see a bit more about that, because it was quite good, you know, partnering up with a buddy and doing it every week or whatever. It's a pretty good idea over, like, social networks, and I think we're going to see a bit more of that this year, or 2010 as well, hope.
Yeah, because, I mean, I know we didn't cover a whole lot about it. We talked about that it was there, but it was something where you really had to play it. And so on unfiction.com, they had a big thread about that, and people were, you know, talking about whatever they were finding and everything. So you're right. I mean, Facebook has become really big this year, too, in terms of you're finally finding decent ways of utilizing it. Another one was that Daybreaker site called CaptureHumans.com.
Yeah. And so I think the best Facebook so far was for 2012. because you look at the Jackson Curtis, you know, Farewell Atlantis page, you're looking at these dates of book releases, you know, oh, I'm going to be here on this book site. And then all of a sudden people realize that, holy crap, those are the drops. You know, it wasn't just something like, oh, we're vampires and we're going to come get you kind of a thing. They were, you know, they snuck it in there and you didn't realize it. So yeah, I think that one was, you know, and then of course, you know, the Sherlock Holmes teaming up with a friend kind of a thing was pretty decent too. So,
yeah.
I quite liked it because it worked on two different levels. Though it worked for people who, like, the casual sort of person, the fan, and then like more for us. There was a bit more in-depth stuff as well. I quite liked that about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're definitely going to find, you know, even more interesting ways of using Facebook, because I just keep seeing the applications they have for that are just getting better and better. You know, whereas half the people are going to be using Farmville or whatever that crap that game is. You know, hopefully other people will find that time to waste using doing something more interesting like this.
Then maybe they should set up a viral that attacks Farmville while you're playing it. And you're like, there what you the hell?
It's somewhere you destroy Farmville.
So maybe Farmville. Yeah, maybe Farmville isn't a viral for next month's big summer blockbuster, Old McDonald's on a farm.
That would be awesome.
That's funny.
Then maybe
just
people
when you thought your crops were safe.
That'd be the best viral ever. Like, if it's just a regular game, everyone plays it, and then all of a sudden, hey, it's for a movie.
Oh, crap, I have to check my crops. That's right. you just reminded me.
There you go. You know, it's a public service here.
I think this year has been huge for it, too, is one of the biggest things about viral is that it's branched off of movies and has gone on to TV shows.
Yeah, big time.
You know, we've been bombarded with TV show virals this year, so.
Yeah.
Especially from NBC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you've seen a lot. I mean, Flash Forward on ABC and things like that. There's been a lot of The Office has always been doing that, but they were doing it even more. Chuck is doing it for their new season next year. I mean, Community. You're really seeing a lot of it. And a lot of it's for the comedies, too. That's one of the things I've noticed. There's a lot for the comedies. But
those seem to be the more watched shows, too. So it's not that, you know, I don't know if a viral would get more.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, you know, whether a viral would get you more involved in the hero show than it would be something like, you know, Late Night with, you know, Jimmy Fallon and stuff like that. So
yeah. Well, that's also interesting, too. Another dynamic of that whole TV doing virals is that the videos, because of Hulu and YouTube and everything, and we've really started to see a lot more of the late night shows, their clips becoming viral. Not so much like, you know, viral like in the games and stuff like that, but viral as in like they're just getting popular like on YouTube. Even SNL and stuff like that, obviously, but they've always had that. But, like, you know, Jimmy Fallon and Conan O'Brien, like, they're actually doing things that are funny enough that people are actually, you know, spreading them around.
Right.
And thanks to, especially, like I said, Hulu is probably one of the bigger ones, and YouTube's been around for a couple of years. So, I mean, there's some great clips that if it wasn't for those sites, I might not, you know, might not have even noticed it and not even think about watching the show. Because, like, I'm not a big Jimmy Fallon fan, but he's had a couple of really funny clips.
He's been doing a lot, you know, whether it be simple things, just bringing back, you know, Horatio Sands from Saturday Night Live or doing the, you know, Wives of Late Night and stuff like that. So, but it's cool. If you post it up there and you just find it and you're not really watching the show, you know, it's pretty interesting to see just, you know, the amount of TV shows, whether they're going to do it next year, continue to build upon it or not.
Yeah.
If, you know, anybody from Fox is listening, I love 24 and I would like 24 viral.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, so they're starting to see it's a more viable option, I think. I mean, that may have been one of the reasons why they weren't doing it before, is because they weren't sure, especially if it's a new show. It's like, well, why do a viral for a show that's going to be canceled in 2 weeks, you know? It's kind of pointless, but...
Especially for NBC.
They went, well, all this... Or like Fox will hang on for a little while and then just go, nope, never mind. That's why I imagine Fox doesn't seem like the kind of channel that invests in anything.
They're not. Fox is going to be around forever. They don't need viral.
Yeah. However, if you have Time Warner Cable, you won't have Fox for long.
No.
Well, that's good. I don't know. I think they're gonna. I heard something about how they're gonna work that out. I can't imagine them not working that out.
I'm gonna be watching the New Year's show because apparently they're gonna pull it right at midnight on the 1st of 2012. I want to be watching the countdown on Fox and just 4, 3, 2, 1, and just do a blue screen.
Well, it's the same issue that they had with. The whole Superman not being technically not being a part of Warner Brothers anymore. Like, it's like they're not going to own the copyright or the rights to it. So, but they'll just pay the guys more money to have the rights. It's one of those things where money's not really an option for these people, so they're going to spend the money on it.
And it'll be the perfect tie-in too. And you go through this with all the broad, you know, all the major channels every year. Whether
well, it's ABC one year did actually drop from Time Warner Cable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
And well, Time Warner put up this blue screen that said, "Disney is stealing ABC from you."
that's great.
Does Fox still have the Fringe viral still going on?
They kind of do. I know they're doing the whole the Observer thing. They're still doing that, and they have a couple clips on their site, I think, but it's not really something I've really followed. if Fox had a direct link to us, maybe I would. But one of the things also this year in the Emmys, they actually had the first time, I think it was the first time, they had the awards for virals, basically. They had Interactive Media, I think it was called, or something. They had the first awards for that, both for fiction and nonfiction. And so for fiction, it was Lost won for their experience, the Lost Experience, or Dharma Initiative, or whatever it's called. And then the Jimmy Fallon actually did win for the nonfiction. So that was kind of cool to see, like, actual TV virals being awarded in some
and way. Well, virals have been a lot more recognized this beginning this year.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, maybe because it's working, or maybe because it's not NBC. But yeah, it is interesting to see that now both networks and companies are noticing virals as well as the award people too.
Yeah. So definitely, we're seeing. It's nice. It's just nice to be recognized because a lot of times people don't think much about it. I even had one thing where they had the Adweek had their best of the decades, and one of the things was viral videos was actually up there as far as like the best. I think it was like the best type of advertising. I don't remember what it was, but they awarded viral videos for something. So even the regular ad industry is starting to notice that kind of stuff. It's very cool. All right, let's go to regular movies then. So 2009 definitely had some very big movies. We just had this weekend actually was the biggest weekend ever in box office history. If you guys didn't know that, it was headlined by Avatar. In its second week, only dropped down 2% from 77 to 70.
Just amazing.
I know, 77 to 75 million. The best second weekend ever for a movie. And then Sherlock Holmes had a 60 million weekend. So it was a huge weekend. Sherlock Holmes actually had the best Christmas Day opening ever. Even though Avatar ended up winning the weekend. So definitely a lot of money being used. I think Warner Brothers, because of Sherlock Holmes, Warner Brothers has become the first movie studio to break, was it $1 billion, I think it was, for a year? So, or $2 billion for a year. It's pretty crazy. Well, I'm sure a lot of that's inflation. But a lot of that's also just people are starting to go back to the movies in the last couple of years, which is nice.
Probably drop the price down a bit too, so that helps.
Not where I live.
I know, really. Some places it's still pretty bad.
It's only $37 a ticket, though.
I bought two tickets for Avatar 3D IMAX with the convenience fee they give you online. It was $37 for two tickets.
What? Oh yeah. Man, I'm like, son of a... I average like I can get like $10 out here, so that's good.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, I can. There's ways around it.
That's
actually
amazing.
I actually have a question about IMAX tickets in general, because I told you in my last podcast I was going to watch Avatar once for the story, and once for the visuals. Right. Well, I already watched it once for the story from my computer, and I am going to go see it in the IMAX 3D. But my friend
not
told me
the cops,
that.
Did you?
Shut up, Scott. My friend said that when he went to go see it during the week, an IMAX 3D ticket where he goes to is only $5, which I highly doubt, but I didn't know if any of you guys knew if that was true. Or
well,
they kind of vary,
so it depends.
I doubt it's so. What,
I yeah, spent, I there was,
everywhere
I
live,
$40.
$40?
Yeah, $40 for seven people.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's not. Oh, okay. That's good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that better be like IMAX 3D virtual reality.
It's actually live action for $40.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a play.
Avatar the musical.
Exactly.
Give it time. Give it time. It's gonna
bunch
happen.
Of Smurfs just walking around.
It's a Blue Man Group video, basically. yeah. So
I still haven't seen people. Avatar.
You still haven't seen Avatar, Nick?
I have not seen it yet.
It's really good.
It is.
Typical ending, but really good.
Okay. like typical.
I haven't found three and a half hours
to see it yet.
You haven't seen what?
I don't have enough time. It's 4 hours long.
No, it's not. It's two and a half.
Yeah.
8 days long.
It's eight. Do you sit for another 2 hours afterward?
He just sits there.
I do. I like the credits.
he goes through a second showing.
There could be a hidden message at the end. You never know.
It'll just be Sam Jackson saying he wants them to join the Avengers.
Jake Sully, join the Avengers.
I'm putting a team together.
I'm putting a team of Na'vi together.
Oh, that'd be funny.
How are you breathing without your mask, man?
I'm Nick Fury. Don't ask questions.
I don't have time for this shit.
I'm too old. Get these motherfucking Na'vi off my motherfucking plane.
Off my floating mountain.
Exactly. Oh, man.
I only get half of these jokes.
Oh, man.
It's okay. Well, none of them are actually really about... Sorry, what did you say, Anthony?
None of them were actually good.
No, I mean, none of the lines are from Avatar. Anyway, so the biggest movie of the year, I think you all know what that was, money-wise. Can you guess?
Star Trek?
I don't want to.
No, Transformers.
Transformers.
Revenge of the Script.
Exactly.
Revenge of the...
Well, it was. It was just Transformers 1, but tweaked a little bit. And more like explosions.
Faster.
Yeah.
Robot Jesus.
Robot Jesus. Yeah, exactly. God, I hated that. I guess
there was a lot more...
Yeah, exactly. But it made...
Dan,
no, go ahead.
Edit that part out of Scott doing the Transformer noise. Send it to me, and you ringtone.
Okay, just think about SNL. And that's Transformers.
That was awesome.
The one we're talking
about.
The Dinky Dude. Durka,
durka, durka, durka.
I guess that would...
Somebody find that so we can post it with this viral cast.
I'll find it on Hulu. I'll put it on...
See the link below.
Yeah, exactly. But that made...
Not only...
It made $400 million, though. I mean, domestically, so that's...
I think it made $400 million the first day, and then it was like, crap!
It's like you go to it, even though you know it's... I went to see it, even though I know it was going to be bad, but you just want to see it, because it's like an event movie. But,
But the forest scene was amazing.
The what scene?
The forest.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Prime versus Megatron.
That was pretty cool.
That was
one of the
amazing.
It was one of the best fights.
Because there was no words spoken, that's why.
The best parts were no dialogue.
Yeah, there was.
There was a good fight scene.
In the forest fight? Yeah, there was.
Sure, there was a few words.
What'd you say?
Piece of tin.
He didn't speak the Bible.
Megatron!
There was a lot of... Oh,
you're so weak. Yeah, they did.
Oh, my goodness. You got me.
Durka, durka, durka.
Sam, where are you?
I have swords in my arm.
There was not enough Megan Fox in that movie. That's what I was disappointed.
She's going to be in front
just standing there with a robe on. Durka, durka,
durka. And she undressed right in front of us in a flowery garden, and you're saying there's not enough Megan Fox?
Nope, not enough.
There's too much Megan Fox for Transformers 1. God.
She'll be in Megan Fox 3.
Megan Fox 3.
That's
Jennifer's... That's like Jennifer's body. Oh, God. Okay. So out of the top 10 biggest movies of the year, we'll go over those real quick. Transformers, the sequel, Harry Potter sequel, Up, then New Moon, Hangover, Star Trek, Avatar, surprisingly already there. Monsters versus Aliens, which is kind of surprising.
Really?
Yeah. Ice Age figures, and then The Blind Side. These are just domestic grosses.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, did you get that from biggest box office hits with a question mark? .com? Perhaps?
What they should have made, .com?
Is.
Wait, how did The Blind Side be one of the top domestic?
I don't know. It just was.
I've heard it's pretty good.
It made $186 million.
I didn't even hear about it until now. What the hell is it?
It stars David Patterson.
I'm out. I'm out. Never mind. That's I'm out wrong. From there.
But it did better. I mean, figure it did better than X-Men Origins. It did better than what's the one I was going
to I think our site does better than X-Men's Origins, so we're all right on that one.
2012, no. It did better than a lot of Terminator Salvation.
Seriously?
It did better than all those films, yeah. Ninth Museum.
God.
It did better
than Well, you got to look at it like this. It's a straightforward general audience movie. Sandra Bullock, yeah. Inspirational, story. You know. Guy, yeah,
but it's got Tim McGraw. How does Tim McGraw make
it top 10? It's the South, my friend. It's the South. See, it's how George Bush got elected.
This is me,
Now that you mentioned Sandra Bullock, now I want to see it. Damn you, Nick. Why did you tell me? If you just said Sandra Bullock, okay.
Hey, I didn't mention Sandra Bullock. I said David Patterson.
Now I have to see it.
Who's for those of you who don't know the blind governor of New York.
Yeah. Who's Nick has met.
Yeah. Nice guy.
So there you go. And way to make it.
But like
although when I got a picture with him, he didn't know where to look. Look at the picture. He's not looking at the camera.
I know.
Okay. I remember.
That was fun. That was a good picture. But yeah, that's something that there's definitely some interesting movies in there. The Hangover, I think, was a big surprise for a lot of people in terms because it's the fifth highest grossing movie of the year.
Because it was
funny. Beautiful. Yeah.
Classic.
Classic.
Classic. So, I don't even remember that movie. Remember?
So okay. So
was it based on a true story, The Hangover?
I don't think so.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
It looks like it could happen to anyone, like a common thing every day.
Yeah, I can easily steal someone's tiger from Tyson, and then you know get into
the cop car
and the Asian mafia guy or whatever. It's like
easily.
Yeah, that's pretty common.
Totalu, motherfucker.
Okay. So let's go over first. Let's talk about what we thought were the best movies of the year, our favorites. So I'll go over mine real quick. Taken. Sherlock Holmes, Avatar, District 9, Star Trek, Zombieland, Hangover, and I'd say Up. Those are kind of mine. I might have forgotten some, but those are probably my favorites. Nick, what were your favorites of the year?
Well, I'm going to keep it short and simple. I liked a lot of movies this year, but I think my two favorites were District 9 and The Hangover. Hmm. They were just fantastic.
Very nice.
Yep.
What about you, Scott?
It's funny because I was... I throw The Hangover in there, but I rented it again the other night, and it's not as funny as when you see it the first time. So, huh.
I disagree. I've watched it four times since I got the Blu-ray, and it's funny. I find your language offensive.
Advocates for District 9, and my movie of the year was Inglourious Basterds.
Oh yeah, that's a good one too. I should have put that in there.
Mm. I haven't seen it yet.
That's really good.
It's the best.
It's pretty. It's pretty awesome. It's definitely up there for. What's his face? Tarantino.
Christoph Waltz.
Huh?
Quentin Tarantino? What?
Yeah.
In the head.
What?
It was their year.
Anyway.
Someone say my name?
Yeah. No, okay, so Ian, what were your favorite movies of the year?
To me, just to say, but I thought Star Trek, and then I thought, no, it has to be Giant Shark versus Mega Octopus.
Nice.
And standout title of the year. Best viral of the year, everything. No, I'll go with Scott and Glorious Bastards, definitely. For me.
Yeah.
Very good.
Although Inglourious Basterds didn't have Debbie Gibson, like Shark and...
I was telling you, if you guys pick up a copy of Wired, I think it was Wired Magazine, which is one of the better magazines out there, they have an article about The Asylum, which is the company that made that movie, and they actually make a profit. Their movies only cost like $500,000 to make, and they film them in like 2 weeks. And they're really fast turnaround time, and they make a profit every year. It's like crazy. So there you go. Oh, you can make crappy movies, and you can still make
money. $500,000.
Yeah, it costs them $500,000. Really? Yeah, $500,000. Most of that, I bet you just
that's goes way too much.
I guess it's all CGI. Goes towards salary. It's all Debbie.
I thought it was just a guy in his backyard.
In a backyard with a submarine and a beach and all that.
It's Lorenzo Lamas. That's his salary, basically. Lindsay Lamas' salary. Anyway, Corey, what were your favorite movies of the year? Corey.
My favorite movies are, I'm going to go with Scott, Inglourious Basterds, Hurt Locker, Moon, 500 Days of Summer, and probably Star Trek.
Did you just say New Moon?
No, Moon. Ew. Ew.
Oh, okay. I just...
easily.
Just thought you said it.
No,
I'm sorry.
Newman was my favorite, so you can't take that. Sorry.
Sorry.
Chris, what were your favorite movies of the year?
Well, obviously District 9 is like way up there, but Avatar is pretty close. I would also go with Terminator Salvation. Yeah, I thought it was great. I don't care what you say. Star Trek. Star Trek for sure. It was the best Star Trek ever.
Right.
And also, may hate me for this too, but Wolverine Origins, I think, is a great movie. So,
okay.
And also Battle for Terra. That one.
I didn't see that. What? Oh, okay.
It's pretty. Yeah, it's a good movie. It's a good movie. I thought it was great.
Is it part of the Twilight saga?
Yes. Oh. It's the 17th movie.
If so, I must see it.
Ronan, what were your favorites?
Inglourious Basterds, The Hangover, and Star Trek.
And then Anthony, what were yours?
Not to be monotonous, but definitely Inglourious Basterds. Taken was up there with me. I really enjoyed Up. And purely on nostalgia, I really enjoyed Terminator.
It was nice to see, to see the Terminators, and it was definitely better than the third one.
It's just so hard to compare to Terminator 2, but they did. Yeah. I think they did an honest effort.
Yeah.
I'm gonna jump in and kind of disagree with that, because I was reading something again that to where the people that wrote the script for Terminator Salvation haven't watched Terminator 1 and skipped through and just hit the high notes of Terminator 2. That's how they wrote the script for Terminator Salvation.
I doubt that.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's really the issue. I mean, I think it ties in with the other movies. It's just that I think there were definitely a lot of issues with it. I think it was very entertaining. For me, I found it kind of entertaining, but there were definitely some plot issues, just some basic fundamental film issues with it. Yeah. I don't think it was necessarily how it fit in the canon. I don't think that was the problem.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the movie because I it's what I've always wanted. I finally, the war finally came, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
And the thing is, they had so much potential to do with it, and they decided to take this really bad route.
Yeah, like, it's a weird storyline for what, I mean, you're right, because everyone wants to see the war, and then they take this route to show it. I thought it was a weird, from the get-go, it's a weird concept to do that.
Yeah, and the fact that you have McGee, I just don't like him because he's a crime, from one liar to another, I don't like him. Oh. Because, you know, I mean, and then you have someone like, I read either on Movie Viral or somewhere that Neil Blomkamp loves the Terminator series. He loves it. He completely adores it.
Yeah.
I would rather have a Neil Blomkamp based Terminator movie than McGee any day.
Yeah. So, well, it's definitely, I mean, McGee was originally supposed to make the Superman movie.
Yeah. God.
That would have been interesting.
He sold the rights, though, for a dollar, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah, he McGee? Sold the rights to Terminator for a dollar.
Yeah, for Terminator. Yeah. Well, he didn't do it. It was someone else.
Someone did.
Whoever owned the rights, it wasn't him. But, yeah, I mean, definitely for me. It was entertaining though. But it's just, you're right. It's just it's better.
Are you happy with?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Were you happy with Bale as John Connor or no?
I didn't like the fact that he was in it so much, because the movie wasn't even about him. It was about this other guy. And I had read somewhere about the fact that he kind of forced his way into it a little too much. Like his character was supposed to be very barely in it.
Well, but, yeah, you saw how he forced his way into the lighting guy.
He was not professional. What do you expect? He wasn't being professional.
I mean, the freaking guy was all do-do-do-do-do, and, you know, I mean...
Do I turn on your lights? That's all I'm asking.
Your next step is like, dude, I want, like, another 12 pages of the script, or I'm walking.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think they should have gone the route of having... whoever it was, Christian Bale or not, I mean, he was fine, I guess, but it should have been about John Connor. The movie was obviously not about him, even though they tried to force him in there. It was about whatever Sam Worthington's character's name was.
Marcus.
It was about Marcus, right. But I don't know why they did that. The movie should have been about John Connor.
Yeah.
Well, because the thing is, Dan, the Terminator series, it has never been about John Connor. It's about protecting him and all that. But it's more about Sarah Connor and the people that John Connor affect. The third one was more about Kate, because remember, the Terminator was following Kate's orders.
True. But when the second one, he was following John Connor's orders.
Second, well, yeah, but it was all...
And the only reason they even got his mother is because John Connor forced them to. So I mean, the mother is not even as secondary in that movie. So, but I think the fact is that you're taking it from the side of, yeah, I get that the Terminator becomes like the big character, but I don't know. I just think that I like the whole the idea that he's not yet the leader of the rebellion.
And yeah,
he's like the prophet kind of, like, what's it called, like, where you're. People know you're gonna be, and so like he kind of like there's a certain aura around him.
Messiah.
Yeah, like he's a messiah. Like he hasn't gotten there yet. I like that concept, and I think they could have really done a lot with that, and they just kind of grazed by it.
I'm not gonna lie. I really liked Bill as him, but I did not like why. Man, it's beyond me why he brought his Batman voice to it. I mean, come on, Bruce. When you're a multi-billionaire, you don't need to be
fighting. Well, there's this really stupid scene they have in the movie where someone's in a plane or something, and he's, like, commanding him. Like, he's telling him what to do. You don't even need him. Like, the guy can just do whatever he's going to do. But you can obviously tell they just kind of force this, like, scene in there where he's telling him to bank left or, like...
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, you don't need him in that scene at all. And they totally just... You could tell they just forced him in that scene.
Another thing about it, and this easily irked me the second time I watched it because I didn't notice it the first time, is in the beginning of a movie, right underneath the helicopter, a nuclear bomb goes off. And he's like, you know, I'm John Connor, I'm just going to spin this baby around and land it, fight me some Terminators, which is exactly what he does, when in real life, it would have disintegrated him.
Yep.
It
well,
completely deboggled my mind.
Well, no, he didn't know what he was doing. He wasn't trying to land. He was trying to stay in the air. But he accidentally planned.
But still,
he didn't get in the refrigerator.
On the next Terminator Salvation cast.
My favorite part of this movie was the Christian Bale rant.
Oh, yeah.
The part that's not in the movie.
Or is it?
He should have used that voice instead of the Batman voice.
I'm telling you. With that slight accent.
The Brooklyn accent? You kidding me?
You just picture him yelling at Harvey Dent on the top of the building.
You fucking understand.
You're tearing out in front of my bat signal, man. Seriously. Who told you to shut my bat signal down?
Harvey Dent. Someone should do that.
No, don't shut me up.
I believed in you.
Don't shut me up, Alfred. Don't shut me up.
The best with that rant, there were tons and tons of viral videos and audios based.
Oh yeah,
and my favorite one was the Family Guy one.
Yeah, that was so funny.
That one was hilarious, and it's just so great because it's just you see a little tape recorder thing, and it's like about him eating his cake and everything. It's the greatest thing ever. There was also a really good like dance remix for me. That was
yes.
Cool. Oh yeah, and I actually used that. I'm guilty of one of those viral things.
But so I love that. It's just so funny that it's almost. I don't know if that was bad or good publicity for the film, but hey, it was publicity.
Yeah, it worked.
You know,
he punched his mother.
Yeah, he did. That's right.
Hey, I'm
excited about that. See, that's how you forget people to forget about the kind of thing is you do a really crazy rant video. People forget that you punched your mom. Oh man. So that kind of leads me perfectly into my most disappointing movies of the year. Mine actually starts with Terminator, even though I liked it. I thought it could have been a lot. There's a lot more that could have been done with it. Paranormal Activity is in there. Funny People is in there for me. Obviously Transformers, even though I should have known it was going to be bad. X-Men Origins, I thought there was a lot more they could have done with that. And then Jennifer's Body, because I thought that was going to be funnier, and it wasn't. So, Nick, what were your most disappointing movies of the year?
I would say Transformers, but it wasn't really a disappointment. I knew it was going to be the worst thing ever.
Right.
Funny People... and X-Men Origins. Although I enjoyed Funny People, kind of.
Yeah,
but it was just way too long. Way too long. And I think the only reason I enjoyed it is because the person in front of me had the strangest laugh I've ever heard. Sorry about that. He would start choking. He would start choking because his laugh was just one consecutive gasp of air outward. And he, at one point... His face was red, and he almost passed out. So I think that might have added to the...
Wait, are you sure he wasn't just choking on the popcorn?
I've got... You know, that could be true, because nothing was funny in that movie.
Oh.
No, but I enjoyed it a bit, but it was just too long.
Okay. What about you, Scott? What were your most disappointing movies?
You know what? It's funny, because I would actually take the advice of our movie viral followers... and not see the bad movies. I didn't see Transformers. I didn't see Jennifer's Body. I just didn't want to.
Well, there's movies that you might thought were going to be good, and then you realize they weren't. I mean...
I only want to see the best. That's how I roll.
Okay.
Cobra!
All right, if you're going to ask me that, all right, thank you, Nick, for saying that. I could honestly say my worst movie was G.I. Joe.
Oh, that's in a different category for me.
I was very saddened by G.I. Joe. So there's my worst movie of the year.
Okay, so what about you, Corey?
Worst movies for me, probably...
Most disappointing, isn't that worst?
Oh, disappointing? Okay.
Could be both.
G.I. Joe's, Transformers, Where the Wild Things Are, Jennifer's Body, and... Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. I forgot
to say. So you enjoyed New Moon, is what you're saying?
Dude. Totally.
I forgot to say that my actual favorite movie of the year was G-Force. I'm sorry. I forgot to say that.
Hey, it's got Sam Rockwell.
That is the guy from The Hangover in that?
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Sam Rockwell is. So that's why. Now. Love it.
No. There's a couple hamsters in it, too.
Really? yeah, basically. Let's go to Ronan then. Ronan, what were your most disappointing or worst movies that you've
seen? G.I. Joe, Zombieland,
really?
Terminator Salvation, and Watchmen.
Oh, I actually like Watchmen. But, wow, Zombieland, really?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's surprising. I really like them.
It's on now.
Everyone's a... You know, has
their opinion. I loved it.
You're listening live. Turn up your speakers because it's get on.
It's fine. Everyone has their taste, but that's, I find it surprising.
But I just don't agree.
You're wrong.
Logic in it.
You're just wrong. You know, everyone has their opinion, but you're wrong.
Everyone has their opinion. So I'll be wild on yours.
Yeah. And hanging up on running. No, that's cool. Ian, what were your most disappointing movies of the year?
Year One. That was quite disappointing. And Paranormal Activity, because there was so much hype. Yeah. And I was just so bored. Very so nice. Bored.
Good choices. I think Anthony has something to do.
I got a few. Wolverine, but I think I was the only one going into it knowing it was going to suck. All my friends were dying to see it. Transformers again because of Robot Jesus.
Yeah.
Paranormal Activity, I agree, because of the hype.
Yep.
Fourth Kind. It would have been a great movie if I didn't know it was fake going into it. I would actually have been pumped if they really were accounted, you know. And then finally.
Oh, go ahead.
They were.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's based
when
based
they
off,
came out.
It's based off, like, studies and stuff. It's not based
off. Right, exactly.
I hate when movies say that so much.
But they make it sound like it's based off a true story, but it's just based off, like, studies.
Based off a newspaper article that ain't true.
This movie is based off of the study of letters combined together to make words. And then they throw in a camera blur.
Based off the script written for this movie.
The true script. All right,
The last one was Watchmen, and basically because of the 23 and a half minutes of blue penis.
I'll add that too.
See that?
I'm gonna wait for it to come on Fox and censor it or something.
There you go.
That's
blue bird face blur spot.
Yeah.
Isn't Avatar 2.5 hours of blue penis?
They have pants.
Yeah, they have
clothes. I haven't seen it yet.
They have pants and thongs and skirts.
Oh god, 3D penis.
blue penis behind a zipper. You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. But
you could consider the hair a penis, actually.
Sort of. You have to watch it. You have to watch it. But
I hope so.
You had to be there next.
They almost have alien sex. Well, they have. That'd have been interesting. But anyway.
Awkward.
Moving on. I guess got that covered. Let's do. How about your guilty pleasures? Movies that you know aren't that good, but you still enjoyed watching them. For me, The Ugly Truth was one of them. believe me, I know it's not good, but there's some funny moments.
I'm sorry, I'm just gonna laugh the whole time you talk about The Ugly Truth.
Extreme feminist movement movie.
I'm done with it. I'm done with that one. Okay, and then G.I. Joe for me because I knew it was. It's pretty silly. But it was very fun to watch. I Love You, Beth Cooper was actually pretty funny, but I knew that it was more funny like watching it than it was like the actual movie. You know, like, the experience watching it was funnier. I don't know. And then
Hayden.
Yeah, exactly. And then Fast and Furious.
And Trajan. I don't remember the last name.
Fast and Furious is my last one because it was just, you know, it's what you get what you expect, you know. Fast cars and hot chicks, so I was happy.
And furious cars.
Furious cars. The Fast and Bi-Curious.
Oh, man.
That one Saturday Night Live is really funny. But, okay, but, so Nick, what were your kind of guilty pleasures of the
Well, year? I would say The Proposal. I enjoyed it.
God damn it.
That's not really a guilty pleasure. That's a good.
That was a good one. But the other one is the best comedy of the year, which is Transformers. The script is just laughable. I believe the script was written as a kindergarten project.
There you go. It's the same guys that wrote Star Trek. I don't get it. It's so bad.
I know, right?
I don't get it.
They were tired.
Yeah,
I'm guessing they fell asleep on the keyboard.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the Microsoft notepad thing came up and kind of wrote it for him.
There was a little cat with the keyboard. The keyboard cat came and started.
Yeah.
you gotta blame Michael Bay for that.
Well, yeah, he's very hands-on too. So.
Because he put in the twins. That's what pisses me off. He's the one who put
he
in.
Did?
Yes.
Wow,
he insisted. Let's put in some black twins in there. For absolutely.
Is that really
no.
what he said?
Something like that. Yes.
We have the recording right
we
here.
We don't have enough black people making robots. Jerk.
Durkistan.
Something like
that. Scott, what were your guilty pleasures?
It wasn't a guilty pleasure, as in just a movie that's not as known, but mine was The Boondock Saints 2. I keep talking about it more and more with people that have seen it, and I appreciate that film probably more than the first one. So that would be my not so guilty pleasure, just my speaking the truth pleasure.
Ian, what were your guilty pleasures of the year?
Apart from Giant Shark and obviously the classic Hannah Montana, the movie.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. no, it's
don't you dare say New Moon.
It's gonna be like either 2012 or maybe the Curious Case of Benjamin Button, because nobody else seemed to like that in the whole wide world except for me.
It did well with the Oscars, though.
God,
that doesn't mean anything.
That's true.
The movie made $14.50 all because of Ian.
Indeed, 223 times I've seen that movie, and I've got a ticket stubs to prove it.
There you go.
Damn, really?
Really, Corey?
Yes.
Yeah. Really,
hey, man.
Chris,
did you lose the sarcasm in the translation?
Yes.
I was just checking.
Is that possible?
Yes. Chris, what were your guilty pleasures of the year?
Well, actually, Julie and Julia, I really... Huh. It was supposed to be silly, but...
God, what are we...
Why did you see that?
What is wrong with you and Dan?
Hey, we're open to these kind of things.
Look, no, because, like, I like to cook, and then I thought that was pretty funny.
He can watch the fucking food.
I just see you standing there in the kitchen, just with this really like pink just skirt
right now.
Meryl Streep appeals to me.
Hey! They're guilty pleasures for a reason, okay?
Yeah.
Stop there. My guilty pleasure was the Sex and the City movie. Out of this podcast. I'm done. I'm canceled. I'm gonna hold my cursor over the cancel call button right now.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
But yeah. Guilty. But yeah, Julia and Julia and Battle for Terror, those are my guilty pleasures.
Okay. I never heard of that.
You only saw the trailer during the Julia and Julia.
So wrong. Ronan, what were your guilty pleasures of the year?
Mine's probably Zombieland, because I didn't really like it, but I mean, some of the parts were funny, and I mean, they're fighting zombies in an amusement park.
That's awesome.
Right. Woody Harrelson, man.
You don't see that in Left 4 Dead.
True. Sure. Wait, what?
Good game.
All right, and Corey's? Did I get Corey's already? No. Corey, what were yours?
Oh, New Moon. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
I think you are lying.
No, I'm really not.
I'm
lying
to you and kill you.
I'm really not. Because you know, ever since I watched the trailer for Remember Me with Robert Pattinson, I think, you know, that guy has so much talent, you know, in him, besides the stupid shitty vampire stuff he does. I don't know. I don't know, something about it, probably Dakota Fanning, just makes me love the movie. I don't know, not love it, but, you know, like, I'd watch it again.
Okay, I wouldn't, but all right.
I don't know. I got that off.
Yes. Anthony, what were yours, last but not least?
Let's see, I got a few. Year one, call it a guilty pleasure only because every character in the movie is the same character they portray in every movie. and the fact that it's a Jack Black movie. But also, Fast and Furious is up there. I enjoyed watching Michelle Rodriguez's character die. And the last one, believe it or not, was Knowing. I don't know if anybody really wants to knock me for liking a Nick Cage movie, but...
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting movie. It's
The ending kind of is still confusing to me, but yeah.
I like the one part in that movie I really liked was when they figure out what the last part that is, that's not really a number, and you realize that it's everyone else. Like, that, the way they revealed that, I thought was really genius. But it was a pretty interesting movie. I thought it was better than I thought it was going to be. I saw it thinking, like, this is going to be crap. And it's actually not too bad. I mean, especially for a Nick Cage film. You know, you started expecting certain kind of movies from him now, but...
like Next.
Yeah. I read the script for that. I remember I read, before it became a movie, I read the original script for it when I was interning at a production company. And it was actually a really good script. And then I watched the movie, I'm like, this is not what the script was showing. They really changed it. I was really surprised. Because it had a really good script originally. But that's...
For Next or Knowing?
No, for Next.
Oh, okay.
And that's the Hot Hollywood for you. I mean,
that's Next to Knowing for you.
Knowing, you gotta agree with scary.
Knowing was scary. They had like the Slender Man kind of thing.
I had no idea. Like, I went into that movie thinking it was some sort of like conspiracy type thing, and it what?
Nope, just a time capsule.
I left after that movie. I stood up and I just kind of just said, "What just happened?"
And he walked out.
I just stood there for another 2.5 hours.
Exactly.
That's what I do.
And then Avatar came on, you know?
Yeah.
So no one liked Ghost of Girlfriend's Past? Or?
No.
Go ahead. You can say you did, Dan.
I didn't see it, okay? I did not see it.
Are you implying?
And it's funny, too, because I can actually remember when we did our first year review before all the movies came out, I actually think I said that looked pretty good. I didn't see it.
The concept's interesting, but like, I'm not going to go pay money to see it, though.
All right.
I love me some Matthew McConaughey. Oh, God. The one movie I didn't see that looked kind of interesting was Time Traveler's Wife. I don't know if anybody saw that. It looked kind of interesting.
Nope. Which movie?
That looks creepy.
The Time Traveler's Wife?
We're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
That's enough romance for our year in review.
So movie. No I Love You Man or anything?
Kind of bad.
Paul Rudd. Because he's the
you
same
can't go
in every,
wrong with Paul Rudd.
He's the same in every role.
I know, true. He really doesn't. What was the one with forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Who was in that?
Clark Molchop.
Was he? I didn't see that movie.
Clark Molchop.
That was a good one.
Observer Report.
Observer Report was horrible. Mm. Holy crap! Uh-oh. There's my worst movie of the year right there.
Okay, there
Observer Report.
All right.
Garbage. All right.
You guys ever seen that YouTube clip of Matt Damon doing the Matthew McConaughey impression? It's like spot on.
Yeah. So they would go down to Crawford, Texas and take their shirts off, something like that.
Yeah.
It's so great.
On David Letterman, it was so great. I was like, oh, yeah, no. Matt Damon, I love you. But, so it definitely was a interesting year.
I have a question. What was your guys' favorite viral video? I can start. Yeah, I can start. Mine would be "We'll Do It Live."
Oh, that was a good one.
I mean, if you think about it, there's a lot of them.
I really like the wedding dance one. The JK wedding where it was like the Chris Brown song. Mm-hmm. That was really cool.
Didn't they do that on The Office?
Yeah, they did. And it was actually pretty funny.
Yeah, they did, and then they had their wedding out on the
out in Niagara Falls instead. Yeah,
That was. I guess I like the Pope getting attacked.
Pope attacked.
Thanks, Nick.
That was viral. That was news.
It was on YouTube.
Yeah, but it was still viral because it was very popular. Everyone wanted to see it.
Pope attack. Yeah. Pope attack 09.
I actually made a little little Pope hat with my finger for my finger, and I took my other fingers and I attacked my thumb.
Is that what you do in your spare time?
It is. Yeah. No, it was a little recreation of the Pope's hat.
You could post on the site.
Yeah, post on the website. Oh gosh.
But that person actually got to the Pope. That's funny.
Yep, got right there.
Pope attack. Hey, just imagine the Pope on Christmas Eve. Dirk, 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 dirk.
Transforms into his fish tank mobile. Dirk, 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 dirk. Pope attack.
That guy's so creepy.
Yeah, he kind of looks.
I have one we could do. What after everyone gets done saying what?
Does anyone else viral have a viral video?
We could say.
Have any of you seen the
Cool Nick,
the Winnebago Man?
No,
what is that?
No, you guys really. Hold on, I'll put a link. We might as well just add it to the description since we're already doing the SNL video. But
oh, is that when he's trying to sell Winnebago?
Yeah, and he just sits there swearing.
I saw that. That was kind of funny.
What was I think my favorite, and I don't know if it was this year, or last year, or 6 years ago. I really don't know, but it's that guy selling stuff out of his backyard. You can store it in his backyard.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Is it the big black guy?
Yeah, your mother-in-law. I'll put her on my back and ride your bicycle into my backyard. I don't care. You can store it here.
He also had like a chicken place or something. He had like a chicken or like.
Yeah, he had the second one too. Yeah, the kick-ass chickens and yeah.
What does he say about the elephant?
Oh my god, I don't remember. That was like the best thing I've seen all year.
He goes, I think I'm drunk or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one.
That was pretty
good. Yeah.
There's just way too many to even
to even try to think, like, all the different ones that, you know.
I honestly think the best one, besides Susan Boyle, is we'll do it live.
That's really – I really like the – Barely Political did a version of that where they actually had, like the producer guy talking back to him. And it was really, really funny because the guy was just totally insulting him. It was great.
I'm trying to watch Winnebago Man.
It is the funniest thing.
Did you guys see The Goods?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I rented that. It was surprisingly very funny.
We all just now I can't remember.
Wow.
We all just took part in a hate crime or something like that. That was the funniest. We've all just committed a hate crime. Now we got to get our story straight.
there's a video of this lady talking about like how to massage your cat. I don't know if you guys saw that.
No.
Where is it? I gotta find it now. But it's just so funny. Like the lady she was talking about, like massaging the cat. It was really like sexual and it was really creepy but funny. Like she's talking about, you know, just giving her a cat massage, which I guess is supposed to be a good thing. But like,
she's part of the viral cast that gets awkward.
Aren't you just supposed to like pet a cat?
We all sounded
like Avatar for a second.
Yeah, pet your cat. It's on
massageyourcat.com.
Yeah. Don't go there. It's a porn site.
I think Nick owns that now.
You're welcome.
There it is. But yeah, it's supposed to be like this innocuous, just, you know, she's just trying to give you a nice little instructional video about, you know, how massage.
Wow, she's gorgeous.
That link will again be provided below this video or this viral cast.
We have like tons of
stay tuned.
I'd also just like to say really quickly, I dreamed a dream that time gone by.
And cut.
I know. The keyboard cat. I really like the keyboard cat, too.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. That's up there.
Chocolate rain. You can't forget chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain. That's older, though. I don't think it's this year. But,
I like turtles. I like turtles.
Which ones?
Has no one seen that?
What is it?
Really? I like turtles.
Oh, yeah.
That's old.
I was going to say.
That's old.
That is for old. But come on, it's still good.
Oh, it's okay. There's this one. I'm pretty sure this is old too. But there's one where this guy's talking about his business card, which is funny because I know that Scott was talking to me earlier about American Psycho, where there's this whole thing about that. But they, he's talking about his business card and about how, like, you know, your business card's crap. And he's just, and he just starts talking about why his business card's so amazing. And it's like this really weird, like, big one that has his face on it. And it's like, and it's like, it folds out and it's like a pop up thing. And it has like a crowd and him on top. It's just like this really extreme, silly business card.
It's like the worst commercial ever.
Yeah.
Did someone say clam bake? Clam bake!
And the Hillshire Farms commercial.
The what?
What?
The Hillshire Farms commercials are the worst commercials.
You say meat?
Never seen that. Oh, those ones, yes. Oh, God.
Did you guys ever see the viral video? It's called You Are on Cocaine.
No.
Yeah.
They accuse everybody of being on cocaine. It's on YouTube.
Nice. Okay. I'm going to look that one up along with Walking on Sunshine. I'm walking on sunshine.
God. Just us, now it's just us surfing the web for stuff.
Yeah, now it's just us bored.
So, Corey, what were you gonna? You said you had a good thing.
Oh, like what movies did we want to see have a viral for this year? You know,
yeah.
And what movies that are coming out that we'd like to see have a viral campaign?
I know
good
that
question.
Yeah, I know that. I wanted to see at least more of one for Avatar. I'm trying to think of movies that I really liked that would have had a good viral for it.
I'd like to see a Hangover viral.
I thought about that.
What they would
but how?
Do with that? I don't know.
Well, easily, you just take the pictures. You just take the pictures from the ending.
Do you know they flip over?
Yeah.
After 6 minutes is over.
Create a website for a fake hotel in Vegas and you know, all that kind of stuff.
Caesar's Palace.
What? Police blogs, stuff like that.
Is this the real Caesar's Palace?
Yeah. I have to get that movie now. I have to buy that movie.
So.
It's just the best.
Is your hotel beeper friendly?
I think it hits the baby with the car door.
Yeah. I've found a baby before. And a coffee bean.
Viral cast is just quotes from The Hangover.
That movie is almost...
It's going to be classic.
It's almost as good as, or is... It might be a little better than Anchorman. They're just...
Oh, my God.
They're both quotable so much.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah. Milk was a bad choice.
Yeah.
Milk was a bad choice.
I'm going to punch you in the ovaries.
Right in the baby maker.
Oh, God.
All right, so
the bloopers
were
pretty fun too.
Yeah,
I would have liked to have seen a viral for Cloverfield 2, but no, whatever. I would have liked to have seen Surrogates do a lot better than
yeah,
it did.
Definitely.
That's true.
You know, Ian and I think Ian's what ifs were spot of what they should have been.
Yeah,
you
Ian's what ifs were great.
It failed tremendously, and it was just it had a ton of potential and it just let me down. So,
yep.
But and now as far as what's coming out, I would like to see a viral for Repo Men.
Oh, that movie looks so cool.
I really want to I want to see something for that.
I bet you that'd be my guilty pleasure for next year. Cause
I have not seen anything about that movie until today when I went on to the movie viral forum and there was an ad for it. and I just thought it was a joke because the Repo Men are coming and I was like, what?
No, yeah, I saw a trailer for today. It looks pretty cool.
I have all my bills paid.
That'll be my movie for next year that I would like to see something happen with. So.
Yeah, that'd be cool because that's a really cool concept. I'd like to see how that starts, like how that's, you know, the setup for that. Anything has a really great backstory, I think, would have a good viral. So something.
Well, the thing is, too, is if you look at the poster for it, they blatantly make the logo of that advertising, you know, that repo company, they
right.
blatantly make that logo visible on the coffee cup that Jude Law is holding. So there's possibility that
could,
one will.
They could.
Something.
It's April, so they still have a little bit of time.
Yep.
Anybody else have a movie that they wished had viral or hope that has viral?
Yeah. I wish the Moon could have had a viral, but that's just a.
Did you say New Moon again or Moon?
No,
my God.
Starring Sam Rockwell.
Okay, you need to clarify like every time because
I
Moon, the independent one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that one, yeah.
I really wished I could have had a viral, and I also wish I could have had a mainstream release. Because, I mean, there's so much backstory there that, I mean, it's just, it'd be perfect for a viral. If you've seen it, then you know it'd be perfect for a viral.
Here's the viral for Moon. You set up your webcam, and all it is you looking at a picture of you on a spaceship for an hour.
Hey, man, anything. But in the movie that's coming out for 2010, would probably have to be Iron Man 2 if they pick up the steam on it.
Hopefully they do.
That's probably the only thing I could... Oh, no, Clash of the Titans. That'd be pretty cool. It wouldn't really work out. Sure. It'd be pretty cool. I mean, you can't have, like, gods, like...
Websites, blogging.
Website, yeah, you know, like, Kraken.org.
Threewitches.com.
Ian, Nick owns it.
You're welcome.
Yep. I actually would like to see viral for, what was it I just saw? Piranha 3D? No, I was kidding.
Oh, Nightmare on Elm Street. That would have a good viral campaign.
Yeah.
You know what?
Step Up 3D also would also be nice.
Yeah. But actually,
you know, what movie I think could have a great viral is and this is honest, I don't know how they'd do it, but it'd be great to see it for the new Toy Story.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. Awesome. I really have no idea, and I'm not going to even speculate, but if they did, that would be awesome.
That'd be cool. The A-Team also, I think, would be cool.
I've got snakes in my boot.
Oh, yeah, A-Team. That's right there.
Yeah, that'd be cool to see A-Team have some
shit. I really think if any of you could contact whoever's making Nightmare on Elm Street, say, hey, you guys have enough time to make a viral campaign, and I would love to see a backstory of Freddy Krueger and stuff like that. Not just the typical one that they give us in the story, but like an in-depth into his life, like makeup shit.
And how much they like touch little boys and stuff, is what you're saying?
Yeah, stuff like that. I mean, I don't know.
I have a website to Freddy's Toy Store.
I like molestchildren.com.
Whoa, hey.
Oh,
hey. I own that domain name, too. I don't want to say it.
Well, it's safe for you to own it, Nick. You're like 13.
Yeah, I know, right?
So, yeah, 13, yes.
It's like idols. Yeah. Roman Polanski.
Oh, that's going to be the Nightmare on Elm Street viral.
Yeah, exactly.
Roman Polanski.
bit.edu.
School, University of Roman Polanski. Oh, God.
University? That's way too old for him.
Man, thinking about it. Preschool? 2010 really doesn't have anything good coming out except for Clash of the Titans, Inception, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Iron Man 2. That's all I can think about that I want to see.
Is Spider-Man 4?
For 2000. Wait, what?
Tron
is 2010?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tron is
November. Well, then, has there been a new trailer released yet, or is it still just
that one? Are you sure Tron is 2010?
Yeah, Tron is December 2010.
December 17th? Oh. Yeah, they moved it up. It was supposed to be...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was originally supposed to be 2011. They moved it up.
Yeah, okay. So I guess Tron looks pretty good.
Well, yeah, but that their 42 Entertainment already has one for that, so.
Yeah, they already took that one off of the bang.
Well, if you make that movie, if you make that movie 3D, Tron, you'll have seizures all over. I swear.
To see Jeff Bridges in 3D sitting there would give me seizures all over. I don't know why.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but
I want to see Cloverfield 3D.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking about that the other day.
I want to see Cloverfield in 3D IMAX.
That would be great. TV and break the other computer on your stuff.
Oh, no. Let's stop the podcast, guys. Just for them.
It's not like we're doing it live or anything.
No, we're doing it live. Hey. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
What does that mean? Play him out. What is that?
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. This thing doesn't even work.
I love it because he gets so angry and nobody is talking back to him at all. He's like, "What are you saying? We'll do it live."
It's like you can't even get it right when we're trying to record it. Why would we let you do it live?
I'll write it myself and we'll do it live.
Fun.
Anything else that you guys think would make a good viral or that you wish had a viral?
I think Tori's right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Corey was right with Moon. And yeah, you could just put a webcam, me, a white microwave, and a picture of Kevin Spacey on the door.
That's great.
Yeah, but there's your next what if, Ian.
Yeah, but no, there's a lot of movies coming out, I think. But The Book of Eli coming out in two weeks.
Oh,
yeah.
I
completely forgot. The Crazies has a viral coming out.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They have a viral.
We forgot about that. But that movie looks...
We're not talking about movies that have virals. We're talking about movies.
Yeah. I don't know. I just completely, you know, by the way, guys, that movie's coming out.
FYI.
By the way,
yeah.
Green so does that, out on March 12th. Okay, who cares?
I was gonna say Green Zone. I think Green Zone would be pretty good.
Oh, really?
But yeah, not really, yeah. The Wolfman would have been perfect.
Oh, yeah. That would have been good for a viral.
Yeah.
That actually gives me faith in Joe.
From Paris with Love, the like unofficial Taken sequel. Done by the same guy. I think that would be pretty good.
That would be good.
Yeah, Taken was a kind of sleeper hit, so I think that would suit it perfectly. Can't think of anything else off the top of my head.
The Hurt Locker would have had a good novel.
I gotta see that movie still.
I would just love to see that. This up really quickly. It's totally unrelated, but have you guys heard the rumor that Susan Boyle is going to record the next James Bond theme?
I heard that.
And I'm not against it.
When's that come out?
Here's my prediction right here. Ready?
Okay.
Susan Boyle with Muse.
Okay.
I see that.
That's it. Right there. That's the new James Bond theme.
I dreamed a dream that time gone by. Goldfinger.
When's that supposed to come out? Is it 2011?
I think it's 2011.
I would guess yeah, 20.
We're going to be dead in 2012, so it's going to come out before then.
Yeah.
Well, December, so we have.
Yeah, Bond 23 is 2011.
Yeah, 2011.
Expected.
Yeah,
we'll
talk about that next year.
November.
Hey, how about Robin Hood?
That'd be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It's too far back,
right? That won't need a viral.
And I don't like how it looks.
Wait, guys. How can you make a viral for a movie that was based before there was even technology in that kind of
shit? Holmes did it.
I thought it kind of takes away from the viral feel. Yeah. How Sherlock Holmes would all of a sudden email you.
The whole thing is that with Sherlock Holmes is everybody got upset. How is Sherlock Holmes going to do it? It's still before email, blah, blah, blah. But they actually had the physical mailings before, and that's what started the whole thing.
And the emails were telegrams.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. The emails were telegrams. The Facebook was you and your...
Real.
Yeah, you can't... Right. What the hell? You think you're going to show up...
Do you think you're going to actually get a telegram? Yeah, right.
You think Robert Downey Jr. is going to show up at your house?
I don't know. We got
he just did. He came against code, but...
I love that.
You can also do historical sites, too. If you wanted to make it real, like real, you could do like a website that's a historical site about something.
Historicalsite.com. Now produced by Nick Butler.
I'm sure that exists right
now. Well, there is that Facebook movie coming out next year. I mean, that's obviously going to have a viral.
That's got to have viral.
Yeah.
That's
going to be on MySpace.
That's what I was going to say,
That's what's going to bring back MySpace is the Facebook movie. Justin Timberlake is going to single-handedly take down Facebook.
I actually heard the script for that's amazing.
How could it be amazing? I don't understand how it's going to be a good film. It's like, hey, man. Do you want to go up against MySpace?
Like,
we can't do that. I'm Justin Timberlake. I can do what I want.
I can bring some feedback.
It's on fire. Exactly. It's on fire.
Yeah. I heard it's actually not just the whole idea. It's about like greed and like betrayal and like
what?
Explosions.
It's a
drama. What do you do when your friend does not like your comments?
Is this a comedy?
No, it's not about the... It's about the guys that created Facebook.
You know what it is, actually? I as we're talking right now, I just read a spoiler that 90% of the film is Farmville.
Best movie ever. People will sit there like, you gotta take to your crops. You know, you gotta ask friends for help.
Because if you don't, Mafia...
Jim, you've got to go to work, but I've got to get to my crops. You don't understand. I need strawberries.
No, but But no, it's supposed to be about the guys that created it and about all the whole backstory behind it. It's supposed to be pretty interesting, actually.
You want to create a site? Sure, why not?
You're going to make a movie about it.
Well, the YouTube story is actually kind of interesting about how, like, they kind of phased one guy out or whatever, and then they, it's not really a...
Murder! Betrayal!
Exactly.
I bet we can have a kick-ass movie, viral movie.
Yeah.
Movie viral. I was actually doing something like that.
Matt Damon as Nick Butler.
Who plays me?
I haven't decided yet.
Rogers.
Susan Boyle.
The guy from New Moon.
There you go. Oh, that'd be awesome.
The wolf guy.
Taylor Lautner.
Yes, Taylor Lautner as Dan Welch.
Oh, that'd be great. Kristen Stewart and as Corey.
Taylor Swift as Scott Caldwell.
There you go.
Shia LaBeouf as Nick Butler.
As Kanye West.
As Kanye West. Oh, man.
Jesus.
Are we still going?
Jesus. Yes,
we are still going, yes.
This is the best,
wow, that's kind of...
Best podcast ever.
Yeah.
My best, I mean.
It is.
As it just hit a doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best podcast ever.
Ever? Question mark.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you there because, you know, this is great and all that, but, you know, first showing was so much better. Kanye West.
What was it? Dizzy, did he call you a bitch?
I know.
That was the best Kanye West impression I've ever heard.
Yes, Kanye West. Coming to a cinema near
you. He's like, did he call me a bitch?
The Kanye West story.
Anytime you do an impression, Ian, it's so awesome. I have to say.
It is.
Thank you.
Oh, man. All right. I think that pretty much sums everything up for us here.
You think?
Yeah, pretty much.
You think it's over now?
Yeah, no. Not now. Not 10, 15 minutes ago? No, now.
How about now?
Now.
What about now? Yeah.
All right.
Now?
Now this is retarded.
Well, now thank you guys for joining me. I know it was a pretty crazy podcast, so I'm sorry some of you guys didn't get to talk as much as others. But,
cynic.
It's okay. We'll try to have you on maybe on another podcast too. So, Happy New Year to everyone, and hope we have some pretty good movies next year and some pretty great virals. And that's it.